Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, 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 everybody. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. Such a pleasure to be with you again. Thank you for allowing me a half an hour of your life and time. I am alive to love, and that's the theme of this broadcast, alive to love. And the theme for today's particular broadcast is, are you going to live for love, or are you going to die by hate? That's where we're going to go today, die by hate or live for love. All right. Well, I do a couple of things here regularly to get me on the right path and keep me moving forward. And I'm also here to make sure that you understand some basic truths about me. First of all, I believe in the Lord's Prayer. It is the most prayed prayer in human history. And I'm going to pick a few truths from the Lord's Prayer today as I go forward. Are you going to live by love or are you going to die by hate? But I say the Lord's Prayer here not as a routine, but as a significant structural way for my voice, my heart, my mind, my spirituality to be held in strength. And I hope you join me in that as well. Also have Love's Creed. I'll talk about that in a minute. But let's get right to the Lord's Prayer, shall we? If you know it, join me. If you don't know it, no harm, no foul. Just listen in. These words come from the heart and the mind of Jesus when he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. All right. Now remember, if you haven't memorized the Lord's Prayer, try to remember some of those words because I'll return to that with my discussion today. Now on to Love's Creed. I wrote this over a decade ago as a New Year's resolution, and it became a personal creed. Now I'm sharing it with you as a creed that you might want to join along with me. Here it is in total. Then I'll go back and repeat phrase by phrase, and I'll ask you to repeat after me. All right, first of all, here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right? You get the gist if you haven't heard me before, but if you have heard me, you know I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. It helps to say words that we want to connect with as a lifestyle. All right, here we go. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it. If you'd like a copy, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's Randy Dean Ministries, all one word, all lowercase, randydeanministries@gmail. I'd be delighted to send you a copy. All right, right to the subject for today. I grew up in a tradition, and some traditions still practice this in fundamentalism and evangelicalism, but I grew up in that, where on a regular occasion, the church service would, the preacher would end in a church service with the climactic, all heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Maybe some of you are familiar with that. If you're not, just dream along with me. Imagine if you're in this setting. Somebody would come to the organ or to the piano, and they'd play softly, and they might play softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Well, then the preacher would say, all eyes are closed, all heads are bowed, nobody's looking around. Now, if you want to receive Jesus, you want to make sure that you go to heaven and not to hell. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, and I want you to consider. Now, this is what the preacher would say. I want you to consider if you should leave here tonight, and you walk across our parking lot, across the street, and a truck or a car or a bus would drive by wildly and hit you and kill you. If you should die tonight, would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? So there's the setup, right? I hope you can follow me. And some of you, you've been there. I know I was many, many times. All right. So then while all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, the preacher would continue and they would say, okay, thank you. I see that hand. Yes, I see that hand. And then they would pause a little bit for a little bit of dramatic effect. And then they'd say, now, Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. But if you do not confess me before men, I cannot confess you before the Father. Well, there's the other shoe. It just dropped right there. And then the preacher will say, now, if a moment ago you raised your hand, and I'm so glad you did, I'm going to ask you to confess Jesus before. I'm going to ask you to stand where you are and make your way here to the front where I can pray with you to receive Jesus into your heart so that if tonight you died, you would go to heaven. But if you don't do this tonight, you could die and go to hell. Well, now that's a lot of pressure, isn't it? I mean, the squeeze is on here, baby. Well, so in that kind of setting, a lot of people would yield to the squeeze right there, the emotional pressure. And they would go forward and the preacher would pray with them. And I want you to hear me carefully. The notion of praying a prayer to receive Jesus in your heart, I did that. I did that as a young man, and I'm glad I did. However, the methodology here is what I'm calling into question. I'm calling it into a significant question because I remember what I just said from the Lord's Prayer. I would say if Jesus wanted us to pray a prayer to receive him as our Lord and Savior so that we don't die and go to hell, or we do die, if we do die, we'll go to hell, heaven or hell, I would think in his prayer he would have said something to that effect, and he didn't. Nothing to that effect is in the small little prayer Jesus said we should pray. Now, that, I think, has to matter for something. Plus, I just feel like it's a little bit of a sales bait and switch to get people to raise their hand while nobody's looking. And then within 2 or 3 minutes, you've got the pressure on people to say, look, if you don't confess Jesus before men, he won't confess you before the Father. Well, wow. That you're tightening the screws pretty tight right there. And then you say, now, if you want to receive Jesus based on you having raised your hand, now you need to come forward so I can pray with you. It's the methodology there that troubles me. But here's what I'm most committed to in my life after 50 years of pastoral ministry. I've preached in multiple countries. I've preached in a dozen or more pastors' conferences. I've preached in a few dozen, actually multiple dozen, youth camps, youth conferences, youth leadership training, not to mention my own churches that I've pastored through the years. So my feet are rather wet in this water. So let's just put it that way. I've been swimming in this water more than just splashing in the kiddie pool. So to that end, I'm more concerned that people would, first of all, say the Lord's Prayer on an honest level, sincere level, and embrace it, rather than praying a mysterious prayer that gets you to go to heaven and not go to hell. I would rather people pray the Lord's Prayer in a sincere way, but I would also rather challenge people this way. Now, hang in there with me. Imagine we're back in that church service, and I've invited the worship team to come forward and play a quiet tune in the background, a little meditation music. And then I would say something like this. And by the way, I've done this in a few settings. Now, with all eyes open and everyone's head is lifted and you're looking right at me, I want to ask you a question. If you should leave here tonight, and by the grace of God and God's goodness in your life, you should go on to live a happy life for multiple decades, multiple years going forward. Maybe you would die, because none of us know for sure if today is our day or 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years from now is our day. But if you should live a long, healthy life and pass along someday out there and from life to death, as you look at me in the eye, how many of you would raise your hand and say, I want to live for love alone? Or I could ask the flip side of that and say, now looking me right in the eye, does anybody here really seriously want to live for hate? And I might even be so bold as to say, because if we live for love, we will live. But if we live for hate, we will die. And while we're yet living, we'll walk and we'll breathe and talk and we'll have dinner with our family. We'll go out to eat. We'll work. We'll play. You know, we'll just go about our regular lives. But if we hate, while we live, we're dying. But if we love, if we truly love, if we live by love alone, then we will live. So, again, in that imaginary church service, could you see yourself responding to me? And I would hope you would see the picture in your mind's eye. The music's playing softly in the background, and I'm at a microphone, and I'm smiling, looking at you, and you're looking at me. We got eye contact, and I would say, how many of you want to live and love and really live forward for the rest of your life? I have an imagination to think that maybe everybody in that particular church service would raise their hand. And I could change the other side of that, the flip side of that, flip that coin and say, but if you found yourself living for hate, and I know we all get there, and if you're looking at me right now and you know that love has not been your creed, your theme, your passion, but hate has taken up residence in you. So while you're looking at me, if you're so bold and would like to, would you raise your hand and say, I'm tired of hating and I'm tired of dying? I can imagine if the honesty is correct in the moment and I've built enough trust with the audience that I'm speaking to, and they've felt confident that I'm not trying to bait and switch them, I'm not here to be a BS bishop, but I'm a no BS bishop. By the way, I didn't say that at the start of this. I'm a no BS bishop. I'm alive to love. And if I've gained confidence in an audience and I've said, you're not getting BS'd here, and I'm not going to bait and switch this, I'm not going to get you to come forward and say something publicly that maybe you just wanted your hand raised to give yourself the opportunity to make a choice in this moment and hour. You see, I think most human beings, and whether they're church members or not church members, whether they are agnostic, atheist, or a joyous believer, I think most human beings would say, honestly, I want to live for love alone. And I want to live. Because I recognize that by hating, I've been dying. By hating anybody, even my enemies, something in me is dying, and I'm tired of that slow death inside of me, that loss of life's quality. So for anybody out there who may feel that I've just trampled on your sacred cow of all heads are bowed and eyes are closed, nobody's looking around, if you want to go to heaven or hell tonight, let me assure you that I respect that within boundaries, because I understand the truth of what's being said there, but I seriously doubt the methodology. Because in terms of preaching, and I've got a half a century of preaching under my belt, in terms of preaching, I want to gain the trust of an audience that I'm speaking to. And in that trust, I don't want to abuse their emotions. I don't want to abuse their choices. And I certainly don't want to manipulate them into a decision that could easily be faltered or flopped right out of their hands later when they walk out the door. And on a humorous side, I used to think, gosh, in those church services where they threatened me with leaving the church and getting hit by a car outside, I think, gosh, somebody should get the traffic police out here to monitor traffic around this building. These rogue trucks and buses and cars running around here are killing people. But I digress. Sorry. My heart, my passion is wrapped up in love alone. My heart and my passion is to tell people, if you're living a hellish existence, it's likely because the day you live today, you gave way too much space to hate. Whether it be a person of another color, another person of another lifestyle, a person of a variety of other things that you disagree with, you don't like, but no matter who it is, and even if they're an outright enemy, love will give you life, even if somebody you view as an enemy is right up there in your personal space. Love will give you life, but hate will give you death. And when I'm living for love, I'm living in heaven on earth. You know that's true, right? Heaven on earth looks like love. When Jesus taught us to pray his prayer, he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You see, he never taught us to pray, "When I die, I want to go to heaven." No, he taught us to pray, "Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." And my proposition to you listening is, how about we live love and thus live heaven's reality today? Now, and I know people whose choices have been beaten and trampled by life. They haven't been run over by a car. Maybe they have, but more than likely, a lot of people, just life has been running them over, and choices they've made or choices other people have made, they've found themselves battered and beaten and pushed and shoved and disappointed. And life feels like hell on earth. And to those people, and by the way, I've been one of those people, grew up in a home where there was a lot more hell than there was heaven. And if I'm looking at people of that experience, and they just feel like, look, you can't scare me with hell. I'm already living in hell. You can't frighten me from going to hell because I'm living it day by day. My one challenge to that person would be, let me help you find love somewhere, somehow, in your experience. Because as you find love, you find heaven. If you continue to live in the hellish existence you're suffering, it's because hate has taken up home inside your body, your soul, your mind. Hate has become a far too close to you companion, and it's deteriorating your quality of life. If you want to change your ultimate destination, then change your address today. Let me say that again. If you want to change your ultimate destination, then change today's address. If you want to go to heaven, okay, then change your address to heaven today. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven today. And making sure that in this day I have found someone, something, some way to love. The little epistles of John are just loaded with this truth. God is love, and love is God. Those who dwell in love dwell in God. Those who dwell in God dwell in love, and vice versa. Love and God are interchangeable right there. It even says if you say you love God but you hate another human, then you're lying. And that's pretty tough. That by itself is a equivalent to a running you over in the parking lot with a car. That when you lie because you hate, when you said you love, wow, that's a brutal existence. And the invitation that I'm making is, all eyes are open, all heads are looking at me. And if you want to change your ultimate destination, how about you change your address today? Let's make your address 2612A West Love's Way. May love be the avenue that we live on. May love be the domicile, the home, the cabin, the tent, the little stream by which you live and breathe and eat and sleep. May love be not just an occasional fleeting emotion, but may love be a logical conclusion of your daily choices, your daily vision, your daily objects, your daily priority, that love's right there in the middle of it, that I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, designs, locked in anything and everything that is love. I'm unavailable for anything less than love. That's how you change your address. That's how your footsteps take you down paths. And I know I'm beaten to death, the car running you over, but love takes you down footsteps where you look both ways before you open your mouth and shout hate, so that you don't get run over by the hatred that is so easily spewed in our day and time. The divisiveness of our time here in the United States of America, the abject crowding of our mind with us versus them, the hatred for another people group, it has so damaged our politics, it's damaged our churches. I think it's one of the reasons why churches are dropping like flies in the United States. Churches are disappearing. Membership in churches is declining just precipitously. And I could name numbers for you, but that's not my point for today. My point for today is if you want a different destination, you're going to want to change an address today. And to that end, as we contemplate how we choose day by day, that somebody's name comes up on a TV screen or on a radio broadcast or a podcast, somebody's name jumps up, and I instantly say, oh, I just hate that person. Well, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you're living a hellish existence. But you can say, that person is disturbing to me. That person causes me pain. That's legitimate. And though I would want to hate this person, I cannot give chunks of my life, chunks of my thinking, chunks of my emotions to somebody who is so damaging to others and even to me. I won't hate. I will love even my enemy, because I want my ultimate destination in this world and in this life. I want my destination to be thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I'm praying for forgiveness as I am forgiving others. See, there's the rest of Jesus' prayer. And going back to my earlier illustration of, if you die tonight, would you go to heaven or hell? Well, Jesus wasn't much concerned with that, was he? When he taught his prayer, he said, forgive. He said, be grateful. Ask for daily bread. Be ready to imagine heaven on earth as you speak those words, that his domain, his dominion, his habitat for life come to this earth. This earth has been far too racked by hate. May this earth be baptized in love. Healed by love. All right. You want to live? Then love. You want to die? Then keep living that hate. But if you want to give up that death and you want to give up your hellish existence, make a choice today to love. Here's how you do it. First of all, set up as straight as you can. Get a good posture and close your eyes if you'd like and take a deep breath on the count of three and hold it there for a few moments. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale love. Exhale heaven. Yeah? Or you could turn that around. Inhale heaven. Exhale love. Either way works, right? Now, beyond that, I'm rather well known for this next phrase, and in fact, I'm speaking at a church in the Twin Cities this weekend, and it's about the strength of beauty, the power of beauty. I want you to join me in a compassionate pursuit of doing something beautiful. Why? Because ugly is getting done to death. Let's get on the beauty side of life, shall we? Let's be the purveyors, the carriers of beauty, because we carry love. And because we just don't make room for hate, because that room for hate makes room for hell. So get out there and do something beautiful today, because ugly's getting done to death. And remember along with me, the biggest mistake we're making is thinking we have time. So be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Yeah, the biggest mistake we make is not that we're going to walk out in the parking lot and get hit by a car. No. Biggest mistake we make is that we just think we're just going to keep lopping along with time. And my charge to you is love more. Love now. Be kind. Be present. Mother Teresa said one time, there's more hunger for love than there is for bread in this world. And she also said, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. You see, that's an answer to the prayer of Jesus, isn't it? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Now, I'm not Mother Teresa, and I'm not the Pope, but I got to tell you, I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and I got no BS to sell you. I just want to charge you with your eyes open, your head held up straight. I want you to learn how to say these three most holy, charmed, magical, the most beautiful words in the human language. Say them out loud. Even if nobody's there with you right now, I love you. But if you can get eye contact with somebody, say it right out loud. Be brave. Say, I love you. You're stirring up a little heaven right there, aren't you? If you can imagine flipping that over and saying, I hate you, well, then you just stirred up a lot of hell, didn't you? I want my destination to be heaven, so I want my address this moment to be love and heaven on earth. So I say, as often as I know how, to as many people as I can, I love you. And I want to close with this one more commitment that I've made in life, and that is, and I can't guarantee this, but here it is. I want my last breath to be to say to somebody, whoever it is, wherever they are, medical personnel, family, I don't know. I want to say to somebody, and if to nobody else that's listening, to God, I want to say, I love you. I sure hope those are the last words my breath is used to bring heaven on earth. God bless you all, and may you rise and shine with the beauty of love in your soul. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.